everyone. My name is Jay Katie. This is the first podcast of Sei La Vita, which means You Are Life in Italian. My main focus and purpose and vision for this podcast is to create a space for people to just feel free and open, accepting, and welcoming of ideas that may be perhaps more metaphysical in nature, may be a tad esoteric, and we just want to focus on wellness and living a life full of light and embracing the bridge between spirituality and science.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, by the way, I am producing this. My name is E.T., and I love podcasting, and this is going to be fun, Jen. I think we're going to have a good time here.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Yay!
And we know each other because we work together.
We do.
We have kind of different backgrounds. You know, on paper, we're just two different people, but, you know, we have a lot in common.
We do.
Yeah. So that's what's kind of bringing this about. This is JKD's podcast. I'm going to just be in it. I'm just in her world right now. This is her creative thing. But the first thing we need to do is we need to, you know, kind of talk about you.
Okay.
We need to get to the bottom of JKD.
Okay.
So, what is your favorite physical activity?
Favorite physical activity would probably be hot yoga.
There we go.
Yeah. I love it.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I didn't really realize how much you were into it until we went to lunch one day and we just started talking about this.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a yoga newbie. I've only been doing it for about a year to a year and a half, and not to the level of you. I just do it casually.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your journey to yoga. Where did it start?
My journey. Well, I can't pick a specific time that I can, you know, be like, all right, this is the landmark of when I started yoga, because honestly, I didn't take a formal yoga class until I was probably 22, 23 even. No,
okay.
Yeah, I was 22. I'm 25 now. So it was very recent, just a couple years ago, but since I was a little child, for as long as I can remember, I have had so much peace generated through doing what I now see and call yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me quite a few years to actually realize, oh, hey, my philosophy, my spiritual views, the way I want to live my life and interact with the people around me is yoga.
Very yoga-centric.
It is.
Even before you go into a yoga studio, you realize that a lot of the principles of yoga you're already embracing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, yoga is just amazing. It really has provided me so much relief in times where I needed it the most.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a little sad because people start to become very judgmental, I guess, of yoga in terms of the whole concept, like, okay, this is a religion or it's more of a cult than anything. But no, that's totally not the case.
You know why that is? I think it's because people, you know, you have so many guys out there or so many folks out there that try to present themselves as a high enlightened yogi. And it turns, you know, for some people, if they kind of fall for that, others, they kind of, you know, they're turned off by it, like I was initially.
Uh-huh.
But it kind of can put the metaphysical things in a bad light.
Right.
Yeah, and it can give it a just kind of bad reputation.
But I mean, I totally believe no matter what your religion or spiritual views are or whatever, yoga is just more of a lifestyle, more of a philosophy to live by. It can just create a whole new, you know, fresh breath of culture, you know, in your life. And it's just amazing because I feel that now, you know, with the state of society, we would benefit greatly from yoga. Embracing the whole meaning behind it. I mean, yoga means union in Sanskrit. I mean, that's a loose translation. It, you know, a lot of times in languages, you know, things don't really transfer too cleanly. But loosely translated, yoga means union. And more specifically, union of the mind, body, soul, spirit. There are different koshas in yoga, different bodies. So, you know, there's the physical body, the energy body, the mental, emotional body, the wisdom body, and the bliss body. So, I mean, it's just, it's more of a philosophy and more of a mindful practice that, you know, I feel has been, you know, the knowledge here in yoga. I mean, yoga is, the school of yoga is just so vast. And people don't realize that the asanas, which are the physical poses or postures, it's really like 5% of what yoga really is.
Right.
But, you know, in the West, we've westernized a lot of things like we normally do. And we've taken, you know, something that started or originated in the East, you know, like a lot of other philosophies and religions. But we've kind of just put our own, you know, spin on it. And
well, we like things very commercialized and fast food.
It's
packaged.
It's pretty superficial.
I want my enlightenment now.
Right.
You know, give it to me in
instant
a nice
gratification.
Gratification. I want it now. I want it clean. I don't want to spend too much time doing it. And that's happened to a lot of the Eastern arts.
Right. Agreed.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And so before you really stepped into a yoga studio, well, what made you step into a yoga studio? What was it? What stopped you for so long? And what made you initially go into a yoga studio?
Well, you know, I can recall several people telling me along the way that, wow, you seem to be like a yogi. And I never really understood exactly what, you know, they meant by that, why they saw that in me. And I think it's just because of my, you know, vision and hope for peace, as idealistic and perhaps naive as that may sound at times. It's just something that's always inspired me. And, you know, I've always been moved by, you know, the peacemakers in the world, Gandhi, nonviolence, you know, which is one of the yamas of yoga, which is, you know, like wise characteristics to have. And I mean, yeah, I've just had people over the years tell me, wow, you should really look into yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I think it's because they also recognize that what I was doing. I mean, I was just fortunate enough to have a couple of people in my life that knew, you know, enough about it to point me in that direction.
Right.
But I've always sought out, you know, meditative, mindful practices more, you know, I guess spiritual in nature, just because that's, you know, that's when I feel more at peace and more whole and complete, because I feel we're always, you know, going outside of ourselves to find that inner, you know, that inner peace that we hope will complete us.
Yeah.
When it's really within us all, you know, all the time, but we just don't really take the time out to really decompress and, you know, focus our energy in a more positive, productive way.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like we're always, I think we're very disconnected as a society, you know? Yes, it's beautiful that we're in a melting pot, you know, America's wonderful for that. And I love the diversity here, but it seems that we have lost, you know, the ability to just really stay true to our soul. You know, if, I don't know if that sounds a little, you know, esoteric or weird, but I mean, I think it's totally true, because I feel we're always looking outside of ourselves to complete us. You know, I saw that, you know, growing up in high school and in college, you know, girls just wanting to find their completion in a guy, you know, things like that. And it manifests in so many different ways amongst, you know, all different peoples and, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. People definitely look outwards for happiness.
Right. And yeah, I guess that's just human nature.
Yeah.
But I've just found so much. The fact that yoga is designed to get all of your energies, your, you know, the various bodies, like I mentioned, they're called koshas, the, you know, the energy body, the physical body, the mental, emotional body, wisdom body, and bliss body. The fact that yoga is designed to align all of those things, I mean, that just can help create a sense of wholeness.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, like I said, no matter what your religious or spiritual views are, I feel, you know, will connect you and bring you to a higher state of consciousness, a higher, you know, an elevated spiritual state. You know, it'll bring you closer to God if you believe in God, which I personally definitely do. And I mean, it's just, it's a beautiful thing. I do not know where I would be without it, because, you know, I feel I have been able to work through a lot of, you know, traumas and past abuses through, you know, yoga. Just being able to really, like, face my problems versus
compressing them,
you know, projecting them onto other people.
Now, did you feel this way, like, after your first yoga session? Did you go, okay, this is for me?
Right.
I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That is essentially how it happened, because, I mean, I would, you know, in faced with very uncomfortable situations, like I said, you know, I mentioned abuse and trauma, you know, earlier, which I experienced a considerable amount in my childhood. That's when I, you know, would just kind of either escape to my room or out into nature, into the woods. I'd like run out and just, I'd have my spot. And, yeah. You know, I had a really good friend in my neighborhood who I would flee the neighborhood out into nature with. And that is when I felt, you know, very connected with, you know, the more positive things in life. And, you know, in my sense, that's what I interpret God to be. And I believe that at our truest form, you know, we're all made of love, and that's, you know, and I love that, you know, Christianity, you know, promotes the whole, you know, compassionate, loving nature of humans through the example of Jesus, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel that from what I've witnessed, there has not been a lot of a reinforcement of that, you know.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's just funny to me that, you know, perhaps religion promotes a certain way of living and way of viewing things, but it doesn't seem that we mindfully put that into practice, you know?
Yeah. You think yoga is a good way of putting that into...
Right. And I think it can really complement anything. And like I said, if you are religious or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we talked, I'm an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the practices of, you know, yoga are... You know, they have a, you know, the higher power and getting connected. But I think that you can practice yoga without really having to have a religious base.
Definitely. Right.
You know, and I think that's probably what people,
for sure.
A lot of people are like, I don't want to get into Hinduism and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not about that. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it can be about just, it can be about just giving you better balance. It can be about getting a good, you know, workout. It can be about whatever you want it to be about. Yoga is multifaceted,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can be just a tool for so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And probably maybe what you get out of it is wildly different than what I get out of it. Because mm-hmm. I think the reasons I went are wildly different than yours. We both have a love for the
art. Did you go for the girls?
I went for the girls. Let me tell you what, perk. That's definitely a perk. But no, I just went because I've just always interested in it,
right.
And it never really, it's always been crazy expensive or not accessible.
That's
to me at
right.
the point, but when mm-hmm. I finally got to go, I was like, holy cow, look
wow.
at these girls. No, I was like, wow, this is, you know, I've got a back injury that I've dealt with all my whole life. I'm racked with injuries,
mm-hmm.
just from the
martial arts.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always in physical pain,
mm-hmm.
But yoga helped relieve that. And so that's why, you know,
mm-hmm.
I go, because I can have a session and then I feel like this energy just pulsating
mm-hmm.
through my body that feels like it's healing these problems that I have.
Exactly.
So it puts me back in line. I can't
mm-hmm.
imagine what it would do if I went 5 days a week like some people. I would probably be,
mm-hmm.
you know, on top of a mountain singing, you know, but the
yeah.
amount of times I get to practice, it definitely, you know... It puts me back in alignment, I guess. I know it sounds so cliche, but it does that.
No, it totally does. And there's a reason why people say it so often. And that's why, you know, that's how I've really found myself in yoga to begin with. You know, looking back, you know, when I was just in elementary school. And I mean, when I was overwhelmed or, you know, just felt like I needed to get some clarity and relief, you know, I would find myself in my room doing yoga poses.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the benefit that I got from it at the time is essentially the same as I am, you know, getting now. I mean, of course, it's in a different light, and sometimes it's more hyped,
more
or
guided,
elevated.
Probably also.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I mean by, you know, when did my yoga journey start? It really didn't start, I guess, with, you know, formal guidance.
Yeah.
But I just I've realized, you know, when you, I mean, the purpose of yoga asanas or yoga poses is to kind of shift and, you know, move the prana or the energy around
right.
your body.
Right.
You know, martial arts, the
chi,
right? And yeah, it's just about like shifting the prana and bringing awareness to aspects of your entire being that, you know, we may be repressing or we may not be fully dealing with. Because, I mean, a lot of times we, I mean, you know, what do they say? About 90%, if not more, of that, of things that we do, our actions are generated from subconscious thoughts or experiences and beliefs. So I feel like a lot of us hold false beliefs about ourselves and about other people based on things that we are repressing and based on, you know, our experiences. And I think we live in a society that may be a little imbalanced in terms of, you know, being compassionate with yourself and with others.
Yeah.
And yes, we all say things, you know, and, but I don't know if it is really practiced and, you know, acted upon as mindfully as it could be. And I mean, I don't know. Do you agree? Do you think
that? Oh, I definitely agree. I think just to extrapolate on that, just to go a little further, you know, unless you really challenge yourself with an endeavor like yoga, let's just take yoga. It could be anything, but you know, this is a, you know, talking about yoga. If you don't put yourself in challenging positions, it's easy to get comfortable in life with your daily routine.
Right, we fall into a state of complacency.
So much. And it kind of builds this ideas about yourself that may not be true. Mm-hmm. But when you go to a yoga studio and you start at the beginning and you start your journey, and you realize, oh man, I'm not, you know, I've got a long way to get to a higher level.
It like humbles your ego.
It humbles your ego because then, you know, to take that on the outside of the yoga studio, you might see people that you work with that aren't up to your level, and you realize, wait a minute, they're in their journey in their job, right. Just like I am in the yoga.
Exactly.
They need help.
Exactly.
You know, they'll perfect their whatever it is, and you know, they'll get to my level. And you know, we're all on a journey, and you don't. It's really, you know, it's so hard to explain that to people unless they're in a situation where they have to challenge themselves, and then they kind of start to see it. And you know what? Maybe at first they don't; they just see the physical exercise.
Right.
But after a while, they start to realize, wait a minute, I've come this far. This is a journey I'm on. You know, I don't know. So I totally understand what you're talking about.
And that's what I love about yoga. You asked me, you know, out of all the things that I do, or physical activity-wise, what is my favorite? And, you know, I grew up swimming. I've been swimming since I was six. I've been, you know, I ran cross-country for a few years. And, you know, I did basketball. And, you know, so I've always been a physically active person.
Yeah.
But the thing that I love about yoga is the fact that one of the principles or philosophies to live by is non-competition.
Yeah. Okay.
So when we're in the studio, in class, I mean, I can just feel a difference, you know, from the practices where I am being hard on myself or, you know, challenging myself to the point where I'm not being compassionate with myself.
Right.
I'm just being way too hard on myself. If I can't get into an asana like I did, you know, a couple weeks ago, or, you know, I haven't ever gotten into an asana in its fullest form, you know, I find myself being very hard on myself. But then the times where I'm more compassionate with myself and understanding that, hey, our bodies change on a day-to-day basis. I mean, if we sit for 2 hours longer than we typically do, we're going to get more stiff in our hip flexors, and a lot of times we are not so compassionate with ourselves, and that is a guiding principle in yoga, is to be non-competitive with yourself and to be non-competitive with others, because essentially if you are living a life of compassion, you're going to be, you know, non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, who are we to really judge others? I just, you know, sometimes it just kind of amazes me that, you know, apparently we were a country founded on the basis of God and God we trust. But, you know, as a predominantly Christian nation, you know, one of the first, you know, I mean, it's it's a commandment to not judge. And
we do an awful lot of judging.
We do so much judging. I mean, we are filled with it, you know.
Yeah.
Gossip at work, celebrity gossip.
I think it's just human nature.
It is.
It's human nature, yeah. Because we also, man, we can go on a wild tangent on this podcast. we also try to be so non-judgmental and accepting, right, that we can't, yeah, pick out flaws in societies, right, that need to be judged, like the ones that throw acid in schoolgirls' faces. Right. You know,
yeah,
we go, hey, that's cultural. We can't judge that. But you know what? Tracy in accounting gained 5 pounds. She's fat now.
Right.
So we have this weird scale of, yeah, what we can judge and what we can't judge.
Right. And I think it really comes from an inner sense of inadequacy.
Yes.
I think we try to ignore the fact that we may not be, you know, feeling fully at peace.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, that's why, you know, I think yoga just helps you kind of tap into the areas that you may feel needs some work, but you may not even, like, or we won't even admit to ourselves.
Yeah.
Until we find, mm-hmm, ourselves having this revelation in a yoga class, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a beautiful, wonderful thing.
Right. Well, you know, for me, I agree with you. I think that just as a society, we're so overtaxed. Our,
yeah,
nervous system is just,
right,
going nuts.
I mean, I think that we're constantly living, the majority of people,
yeah,
in our country, I don't know if we're really doing what we really love. I mean,
oh no, definitely.
You know,
not.
We feel we do it because we have to pay the bills. We have,
yeah,
to, you know, make money. And I mean, yeah, of course, that's a natural part of life.
Yeah.
But in the same sense, I mean, why does it have to be in the way that we were pretty much told we have to?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like it's been, there's just been a small menu of, you know, avenues to take in life in order to make money, which is, of course, like I said, a natural way. And,
yeah.
But, you know, it's just,
well, you know, I don't love my job.
Right.
And I know you don't, you're not crazy about yours, working in high-stress industries. You know, we have to do what we have to do until,
right,
we find ways out.
Right.
Until then, we can kind of find ways through yoga or meditation,
right,
or whatever it is to,
yeah,
kind of keep that heart rate low.
Right.
Instead of having it pounding out of your chest,
right,
all the time because of stress. And I think that's what yoga does for me, because I told you sometimes I'll sneak away at lunch, I'll go get a hot yoga,
mm-hmm,
session.
Mm-hmm.
And for that hour, I'm not so worried about deadlines.
Right.
You know, I'm not so worried
it's
about...
It's an escape.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm not so worried about the people that are trying to put pressure on me to get whatever done. It is escape, but it's,
right,
a healthy escapism,
mm-hmm, right,
you know?
Right.
So that's what it is for me. So now, what are your credentials in yoga? You've gone through teacher training.
Yes, so I am certified,
okay,
to teach yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently in the process of kind of harnessing in on the teacher program that I went through,
mm-hmm,
to teach other people to become yoga instructors.
Okay.
So I'm kind of just, I'm almost retaking a lot of the training just to have it reinforced and be able to teach it to people,
yeah,
you know, who want to get their certification.
So that's kind of a cool thing we're doing here. And this podcast is really going to just be a way to maybe introduce yoga and a natural holistic lifestyle to folks.
Yeah, I really hope so. Because, I mean, I just feel the fact that we're in, you know, a nation where our obesity rate is, I think, what, 35%?
Yeah.
That's pretty scary, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obesity and our lifestyle just being so lethargic, having, you know, living a sedentary life, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if people understand how impactful that can be in a negative way on your health. And,
yeah,
and I feel that, you know, the way we're treating a lot of ailments nowadays, it's only through, okay, pharmaceuticals. All right. Like,
yeah, let's drug you up. Let's dope you up.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like that's the initial and only resort, you know,
yeah.
But I feel everything is connected. Everything is connected. And when we don't pay attention to something that's going on at the mental or emotional level or whatever, you know, it's going to manifest in some form and usually through a physical form.
Yeah.
And is going to take, you know, a very strong effect on you, if, yeah. you know, and I just don't know if we really necessarily treat our ailments in the healthiest way. And holistic just means, you know, like comprehensive whole.
Right.
But I feel like the term holistic has been
it's been pinned with
the New Agers.
It's been polluted a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, I understand. Look, I am a big proponent of Western medicine. Mm-hmm. I don't believe, you know, holistic teachers and healers and all this stuff, 99.9% are probably quacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the practices, you know this. I mean, or you know this, or hey, maybe we have a different opinion.
I think I'm a quack.
Huh?
I said I must be a quack.
No. I don't mean followers, but, you know, I believe in Western medicine. I believe that holistic approaches definitely have their place. We can't discredit them.
Mm-hmm.
I think holistic practices like yoga and the martial arts, stuff like that, that have that holistic and metaphysical component, go so far in preventing so many injuries and illnesses that we might have in life that are typical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I like to bring to this podcast, or I like to emphasize, is that, hey, take a class in yoga, take a class in Tai Chi, take a class in Jiu-Jitsu. Try this.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling tired? You know, you got low energy levels? You don't need to go to a doctor for pills. You got problems with, you know, joint stiffness and aches and pains? Not chronic. Tell you what, try this here. Don't go under the knife if you have to. Don't get doped up if you don't have to. Don't resort to anything to numb the pain. Let's find ways of alleviating it.
Let's get to the origin of the problem.
Let's get to the origin of the problem.
All right, your body is manifesting these symptoms. Well, alrighty, then let's treat the symptoms and not really get to the root of it.
Right. And, you know, when I say that, you know, a lot of it's quackery or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is, and here's the reason I say that, is because there's no regulatory bodies for a lot of things people can claim.
Mm-hmm.
Western medicine, you do have bodies that mm-hmm. say, look, you're certified in this, you can call this number, you can find out. There's reports, you know, reports mm-hmm. that you can go online to find out. But for a lot of the metaphysical, it's mm-hmm. been so abused mm-hmm. that, you know, people can get away with a lot of extraordinary claims.
That's
so
true.
I think we need to
be careful, because there's a lot of misinformation out there.
That's right. You know? And, you know, right now there's no policing it at this point. The
mm-hmm.
internet's there, crazy. You know, there's so many ways of people getting these crazy messages out there. There's no way of policing it at this point. It's just running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's interesting.
Not only do you got to be interested in it, you got to kind of evaluate what's true and what's false. And I like to have discussions about that, you
mm-hmm.
know, about what you should believe, what you shouldn't believe, you know,
how
to disseminate information and find out if you're being deceived.
Right.
You
and
know?
I mean, and wellness is really, you know, our responsibility, you know, on an individual basis.
It is.
And
yeah.
I feel, you know, the current state of healthcare, I mean, America has a great healthcare system, but
yeah.
it definitely has a lot of room for improvement.
Yes, it does.
And with everything that's been going on, all the reform, it just seems that we really do need to realize that our wellness is ultimately totally up to us.
Right.
And we can't always just take what the doctor says to be truth. We can't
yeah.
treat it like it's, you know, like he's God, he or she is God, and that they are going to cure us. And we can't be so negative about it either.
We can't be so negative. You know, people do have terminal illnesses, and I understand
right.
that. Excluding that.
Right. Yeah.
Excluding a terminal illness,
and
it's never too late to try to work on your health.
Right.
Getting it back
exactly.
to a balance point.
Even if you feel like, you know, you're so far gone, you know, I don't want people to
right.
become so discouraged about their energy levels and their, you know, overall sense.
Yeah. Oh, I'm too, way too much. You know
right.
how hard it would be to get this down. It'll
yeah.
never happen. Never feel that way. You can always try to, you know,
right.
you can always in small increments get your health back to
exactly.
a healthier point.
Right.
You know, Jen, this is going on for about 30 minutes. I think it's
yeah.
a good point to really introduce who
too.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, I'm going to put this, you know, this is going to go online.
Okay.
If people have any questions or comments, how can they get a hold of you? Do you have an email address you don't mind putting out there?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. My email address is jenniferkimd@gmail.com.
There we go.
So I'll spell that though. Jennifer, JennifierKimd podcastpodcast@gmail.com.
And we're gonna go ahead and probably set up a Gmail account or an account. It. Yeah, that's a little that's named after the blog, uh-huh. or it's, you know, something that doesn't give your whole name away,
right.
or doesn't have any of your social security numbers uh-huh. in it. But if you have any questions or comments, you can hit her up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I would love to hear from anyone. I really, like I said, I want to reiterate that I want this to be a space where people, more of like a forum, you know, can ask questions. People can
put some feedback in or say, hey, right. Look, talk about this or that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, we would learn so much from people really participating and, you know, sharing their views and their experiences. Because, I mean, you know, my reality is my reality. And I'm just, you know, open to learning about someone else's reality who has experienced, you know, different things that have, you know, brought them to different realization, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I just would love for it to be a space for, you know, open-minded exchanges, you know, like the fireside chats, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
I love that idea. And we can get some guests, too. Yeah, you know, I know some folks that I'd love to get to talk to.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is going to be as big as we want it to be. I love that idea.
Yeah.
And technology is so great now.
It's our canvas.
Let's do what we want to do with it. Technology is so great, we can just sit in front of this recorder, this Mac here.
And just talk.
And we don't need to worry about, you know, getting the FCC permission to broadcast this. This is all ours.
Right, we are
ours.
In the information age.
That's right. Try and stop us.
Right.
But don't try to stop us because I like doing this. Okay, well, I think that's it. Hey, I'm E.T.
And I'm JKD.
And thank you so much for listening, and we'll hit you up soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.